The European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, says he believes agreement on Brexit could be achieved in time for an EU leaders' summit on 17th of October. I asked Clem McIntyre from the Politics Department at the University of Adelaide whether that's a realistic outcome.
The EU and the UK have been negotiating this Brexit arrangement for the best part of 2 years, and so far there's been agreement on a range of areas, but certainly no comprehensive agreement. But the clock is ticking and the deadline is approaching.
Any agreement that's reached has to be ratified by the European Parliament, European Commission and the British Parliament before the deadline of March 29 next year. Clem McIntyre says this could mean putting in place an interim agreement.
The UK would continue to respect some of the EU so-called rules in terms of regulations over trade and the quality of goods and things like that, but would then, after the 29th of March, be in a position where it was trying to negotiate a full and comprehensive trade agreement.
But the challenge of convincing the British government to approve a stopgap arrangement is likely to cause disruption.
There are many members of that parliament who are deeply sceptical about that arrangement, fearing that it will become effectively a never-never solution and there would be no long-term agreement reached and Britain would remain effectively tied to the EU but without a voice.
Theresa May's slim hold on power in the House of Commons and a win on Brexit is reliant on representatives of Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party to create a voting bloc. If the DUP is offside, this could offer opportunity for opposition parties to oppose the agreement. But that's not the only challenge. There is deep divide on Brexit within the Conservative Party.
It's estimated there are between 40 and 80 hardline so-called Brexiteers in the Conservative Party who do not want any compromise agreement, who would be very loath to sign up for anything that leaves the UK without a clear path away from the EU. They are threatening to block any deal that they see as far too much of a compromise that the Prime Minister might negotiate. On the other hand, there are somewhere between probably 12 and 20 members of the Conservative Party who are strongly pro-EU, who are looking for effectively the softest Brexit the Prime Minister can deliver. So she's caught between those two conflicting groups inside the Conservative Party, and either one of them on their own, in theory, has the numbers to block the government's majority.
Clem McIntyre says this situation has Conservative whips reaching out beyond their party to members of Labor who would not ordinarily vote with the government.
They're trying to persuade them to support the government's proposals for fear that the alternative would be complete constitutional gridlock and chaos, but also potentially economic crisis.
One of the biggest complications is the land border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland.
If the EU and the UK separate and there is no customs agreement, then goods crossing across that border would be liable for tariffs and checks to see that nothing's being smuggled and the like. And the history of Northern Ireland is, as we know, dominated by violence. And a lot of it was around the existence of a border between the north and the south. So lots of people are saying any physical infrastructure that is put in place will simply lead to a return to some of the violence and there would be attacks on that physical infrastructure. I think that's a legitimate concern. The UK knows it and the EU is aware of it and is very sensitive to it. But what's the solution? You can't have an unchecked border. And if the UK says, as is one of the proposals, where we'll allow Northern Ireland to remain closer to the EU and the mainland of England, Scotland and Wales, allow that to separate a bit, then the Northern Irish politicians are saying, hang on, that's a fundamental divide in our country. That's threatening the strength of the union of the United Kingdom. And that's a die-in-the-ditch factor for them.
Clem McIntyre says getting it right and achieving consensus on the next steps seems to be daunting, but the result of not getting that agreement is anyone's guess.
It is the most complicated public policy issue Britain has dealt with for 100 years, and if it doesn't get it through the Parliament, it's impossible to know what would happen. A second election, as they call it, a people's vote, is possible, but I think unlikely. Again, getting the legislation through to get that set up would be difficult. Another early election is possible, but very unlikely because the Conservative Party don't want that. And one of the constitutional changes in recent years is a fixed-term Parliament Act, so you can't go to an early election unless the Parliament agrees to it. There are a lot of people who know British politics extremely well scratching their heads and saying there is no way of knowing how this is going to be resolved yet.
Clem McIntyre from the Politics Department at the University of Adelaide, ending that report.